Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life doesn't always give us a clear roadmap. There are moments when we stand at a crossroads, unsure of which way to go. Maybe you're facing a major decision, a season of transition, or an unexpected challenge that's left you feeling lost. In times like these, how do we find direction? How do we trust that we're on the right path when the future seems uncertain? In today's devotional, we'll explore how God leads us. Sometimes through His Word, sometimes through closed doors, and sometimes simply one step at a time. No matter where you are right now, one thing is certain. God is with you and He has a plan. Let's dive in and discover how to trust His guidance, even when the way forward isn't clear. Today's topic is God's guidance in uncertain times. And our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight.
Hello, I hope you're doing well. I pray that today's message will give you hope and strength as you open your heart to receive from God. Let me share a true story with you. In 2005, Steve Jobs gave a commencement speech at Stanford University where he talked about a time in his life when he felt lost. He had dropped out of college, wasn't sure what to do next, and had no clear direction. But instead of panicking, he followed what he called his curiosity. He took a calligraphy class, which seemed pointless at the time, but years later, that knowledge became the foundation for the beautiful fonts on the first Macintosh computer. Jobs concluded that we can't always see how the dots connect in life looking forward, but when we look back, we realize that every step had a purpose. Now, as Christians, we don't just rely on curiosity, we rely on God's guidance. But let's be honest. There are times when we feel lost, uncertain, and unsure about what's next. Maybe you're in that season right now. Maybe you're facing a career change, a major decision, or a personal crisis. You've prayed, but heaven seems silent. What do you do when you don't have all the answers? The good news is, God has never left His children without direction. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Notice that it doesn't say He might guide you, it says He will. But trusting Him means surrendering the need to have all the details up front. That's the hard part, isn't it? We want a roadmap, but God often gives us a compass, leading us one step at a time. So, how does God guide us in uncertain times? Let's break it down. 1. Through His Word, Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When you're unsure, get into Scripture. God's word reveals His principles and wisdom, giving clarity in confusing moments. 2. Through prayer and the Holy Spirit, Jesus said in John 16 verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth." The Holy Spirit whispers direction to us, nudging us toward the right choices. But are we listening, or are we drowning out His voice with our fears? 3. Through open and closed doors, sometimes, God guides us by what He allows and what He prevents. Have you ever prayed for something, and instead of an open door, you hit a brick wall? Looking back, can you see how that rejection was actually protection? Many times when God's rejection are for our good and protection, to keep us away from the evils ahead. And 4, through wise counsel, Proverbs 11 verse 14 reminds us, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. God often speaks through mentors, pastors, and trusted friends. When was the last time you sought godly advice about your situation? Are you listening to and obeying the words that God is sending you through His people? There are times that God decides to use people around us to pass His message to us. I don't know, maybe right now you're in the middle of a storm and you don't see a way forward. Maybe you're afraid to take the next step because you're not sure what's on the other side. But here's the truth. God sees the full picture. And just like Steve Jobs realized how the dots connected later, one day, you'll look back and see that God was leading you all along. The book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 reminds us, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be damn your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So, let me ask you, what's the step God is asking you to take today? Maybe it's a step of faith in your career, in a relationship, in a ministry, or in trusting Him with something beyond your control. Are you willing to trust Him even when you don't have all the details? Take a moment and reflect. Where in your life do you need God's guidance right now? Are you willing to let go of the need for full clarity and trust that God is leading you, even in the uncertainty? As you go today, know this, you are not alone. God is walking with you. He is guiding your steps, even if you can't see the full path yet. So, keep trusting, keep praying, and keep moving forward. You don't have to have all the answers. Just hold on to the one who does. Be encouraged today. God's got you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness. In times of uncertainty, we confess that we often feel anxious and unsure of what to do next. But today, we choose to trust you. Your word says that you will direct our paths when we lean on you. So we surrender our plans, fears, and doubts into your hands. Lord, guide us through your word, through the Holy Spirit, through open and closed doors, and through wise counsel. Help us to recognize your voice and have the courage to take the next step in faith, even when we don't see the full picture. Remind us that you are always with us, holding us up with your righteous right hand. Fill our hearts with peace and confidence, knowing that you are in control. May our trust in you grow deeper each day, and may we walk boldly in the path you have set before us. Bless us this week and let our lives radiate your glory. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who might need encouragement today. Until next time, keep trusting, keep believing, and keep walking by faith. God bless you.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, chapter 9, and chapter 10. And for the evening, Mark chapter 12 verse 28 to 44. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.